With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. No let-up in the daily Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukraine.
Russian forces overnight attacked Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, with drones and missiles, killing at least 6 people and wounding more than 10. The city's governor says strikes damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and 6 missiles at Ukraine, according to an Air Force commander. Russia hasn't commented on the strikes, but says that Ukraine, on Saturday morning, fired vampire rockets at Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Clouds are likely to spoil a view in Texas and other places along the path of the total solar eclipse. Meteorologists are fine-tuning their forecast ahead of Monday's event, and it doesn't look good for Texas. There could be a clear patch from northern Arkansas to central Indiana. There's a lot of uncertainty there. Also at SRNnews.com, there was a shooting at a Florida bar over the weekend. 2 people dead, 7 people injured.
Police say a fight broke out at 3:30 Saturday morning at the Martini Bar at the City Place Doral Mall in the Miami suburb. When a security guard tried to break it up, a man took out a gun and shot and killed the guard. 2 off-duty Doral police officers who were also providing security returned fire, with one of them killing the shooter. One of the off-duty cops was shot in the leg, according to the department. 6 other bystanders were also hit by gunfire, 5 men and a woman, with 2 in critical condition. Doral police say an investigation is underway to determine who shot who. I'm Julie Walker.
Voters across Poland are casting ballots in local elections this weekend in what is the first electoral test for the coalition government led by Prime Minister Donald Tusk nearly 4 months after he took power. This is SRN News. What do you think about spiritual gifts?
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity. And about 1/3 of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood claim it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio is one of 4 states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A small plane experiencing engine problems struck 2 vehicles as it landed on a highway near a North Carolina airport.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine Landcare 360 with only the pilot on board landed on a highway near Raleigh Executive Jetport at Sanford Lee County Airport in Sanford on Thursday afternoon after experiencing engine problems. The FAA will investigate. Moncure Fire Department Chief Robert Shee says the plane struck 2 SUVs as it landed on U.S. Route 1, but only 1 sustained minor damage and no injuries were reported. He says the plane's landing gear was not deployed, so it landed on its belly. Keith Peters reporting.
Legislation that would have barred transgender students from bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams that correspond with their gender identity has failed in the Nebraska legislature. This details at SRNnews.com.